Books on Tape presents Lethal Legacy by Linda Fairstein. Read by Barbara Rosenblatt. Chapter 1. I want you to open the door for me. Only silence. Look through the peephole, I said. I'm not a cop. I'm an assistant district attorney. I stepped back and squared off so the woman inside the basement apartment could check me out. The hallway and staircase had been cleared of men in uniform, including the detail from emergency services, poised to knock down her door with a battering ram, which was there when I arrived at the scene a short while ago, at 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't hear any sound from within, no sense of her movement. "My name is Alexandra Cooper. You're Tina, aren't you? Tina Barr." I didn't say what my specialty was, that I was in charge of the DA's office sex crimes prosecution unit. The police weren't certain she had been assaulted by the man who had earlier invaded her home, but several of them thought she might reveal those details to me if I could gain her confidence. I moved in against the metal-clad door and pressed my ear to it, but heard nothing.
"Don't lose your touch now, Coop."
Mike Chapman walked down the steps and handed a light bulb to the rookie who was holding a flashlight over my shoulder.
"The money on the street's against you, but I'm counting on your golden tongue to talk the lady out so those guys can go home and catch some sleep."
The young cop passed the bulb to Mercer Wallace, the 6-foot-6-inch-tall detective from the Special Victims Unit who had called me to the brownstone on the quiet block between Lexington and Third Avenues in the East 90s. Mercer reached overhead and screwed it in, illuminating the